You're listening to Vandal Tron's Curious World Podcast. Check it out, baby.
You know, when we catch up with people that we know, friends and relatives, it's the usual opening pleasantries of, how are you? I've been good. How are you? How are the kids? How is so-and-so that we mutually know? And we kind of dance around this social norm. And then we kind of gently get into, what you been up to? What's going on? And it's sort of like a, I guess, a modern verbal resume of what you have been doing. And I know when I was an actor, that came quick. Oh, I'm doing this. I booked this. I'm in this. I'm going to do this. I had this meeting. Because actors, you know, we're trained to really talk about, you know, what's going on. But I think in general, we want that. And depending on where we are in our lives, it's how we receive it. Oh, things are great. You know, I met this new person, so awesome. My job, I'm getting so much praise. And if we're not in a good situation in our lives, it's like, yeah, fuck you, asshole. I didn't want to hear that shit. I want to hear how bad you are. I want to hear how life sucks for you because life's not going well for me. That's what I want. But, you know, why do we go into this place of judgment of ourselves, of how well somebody's doing or how maybe not well they're doing and how maybe we want to help them? You know, social media is a great tool. You know, it's sort of like alcohol, you know, a little bit of it. I think it can do wonders. I think it can help you relax. You can have fun. Too much alcohol and you become that guy. Well, social media is just the same way, I think. You know, I think if you have too much, you know, then you start to think like, okay, I just posted something. How many likes I got? Oh, shit, 4 likes? Okay, I'll come back 20 minutes later. Oh, 6 likes? Oh, God damn it. Or maybe you post something and you think it's witty, or maybe you're following certain people that you know in real life or celebrities, and you know, you want that information. You want to hear what they have to say. But like anything, I think it can be a little habitual, and anything habitual can be a little addicting. Maybe if we just take a step back and remind ourselves that it doesn't really matter. You know, and I learned that the hard way. Not with social media per se, but And I've spoken about this before on the show. You know, I busted my ass. I worked so hard for the first short film that I did. And I remember being at this film festival and we got this award. We actually got a few awards. And I just kept thinking, so this is it? I worked so hard for. I busted my ass coordinating people, writing, rewriting the script, putting my own money up, begging people to have interest in it and marketing it. And all I got was this thing of plastic and glass. And I just thought, okay, so I guess I've got to get ready for the next thing. And it was draining. And it was draining because I put so much emotional attachment to that outcome, that my identity was attached to this thing. You know, whatever this thing is, we still do it. I do it now. You know, I think about, like, I have these bags under my eyes. I want to get rid of them. And I think about, like, you know, I'm working out. Why am I not, like, cut the way I want to? I'm a big proponent that people should strive to be better, but at the same time, it may not matter. I think we are so driven to be respected and in many cases to be just to even be liked that we fight so hard for that, those things because we want to wrap our identity into something we can control, which is he's artistic or he's smart or he's a leader. But if you don't believe it, and if you know the truth at the end of the night that it's different, I don't know, what's the point? I think if you attempt to do something, and if you don't get it, or if you do get it, win or lose, you should be the same person. And that's integrity. I think, you know, we all need targets. And I think for me, sometimes I slip and I think about, you know, what am I doing? What am I wasting my time? And then I start to get this paralysis of analysis of just thinking about things like, oh my God, I don't want to waste my time. And then I end up doing nothing, or certainly not the things that I thought I'd do or want to do. It's sort of like going on a hike, especially if you live in a urban city, if you live in like New York or I guess anywhere. I mean, most of us don't live in woods and it takes a while to get there. Maybe you want to be in your car and you know, it's a drive, or for me, it's getting on a couple different trains, getting out to wilderness. And I do have anxiety in the morning because it's like, oh, we gotta catch this train. I have to do this, do that, and I hope it's not crowded. Hope it's, you know, the weather's okay. And then when I get there, it all kind of washes away. But I wish I didn't have to do that. I wish that I didn't have to build myself up like that in such a negative way, and then just kind of release. Because when I'm in the woods, I am able to reset, and I'm able to have these conversations with myself in a healthier way. And I wish I could do that without having to get over that big hump. You know, I spent so much of my life as a kid and as a young adult and as an older adult. I don't know what you call somebody in their 20s and 30s. I guess you're still an adult. Of just running, you know, I felt like I was being chased. Just afraid of being mediocre, afraid of being weak. I don't know, maybe you feel that too. I know that the most successful people are driven by fear of failure. And that makes sense, but it's very toxic. I don't know what the balance is. You know, I do question, you know, when I'm pursuing something of the emotional reward behind it, of like, you know, what... You know, what's the collateral damage here? You know, is it my time, my effort? Am I going to get what's the return I'm going to get? I try to do my analysis in a very kind of detached way. Because we're all emotional creatures. I mean, I don't know what else other way to do these things. But what ends up happening is I do get emotional. And, you know, I'm not a robot. And I do start to... assess, you know, myself and think about like, oh, was it all worth it? What am I doing? I think there are two battles that are forever in our heads. There's the artist that wants to roam free, that wants to do things. You know, you want to cook something you've never cooked before, or you just want to be free. You want to express yourself. And then there's the critic that says, no, you can't. Or it's a waste of your time. And they should really balance each other out. But I think both can be healthy and they both can be unhealthy. And I think what I'm kind of dealing with now is, so the healthy part is none of the things that we do really matter. And that, you know, win or lose, you should be the good person. You should really have your morals set and you should find out who you are. So at the same time, I do have this apprehension of the things that I do, the things that I pursue. Does it matter? You know, I get sometimes nervous, not nervous, I get a little anxious, I guess, about wasting time, about, you know, am I doing the best that I can be doing right now? So I'd probably do some unhealthy things and then like sit with it and try to wrestle with it and resist. But I think for me, and maybe for you, maybe the most healthy thing is just to accept, you know, it's sort of like, you know, you're out, you lost your way in the woods and you can panic. You can sit there and until somebody comes to rescue you. But what if nobody comes to rescue? That means you got to find your way back. That means it's all on you. Nobody's coming to help you. There's no help coming. So it's on you. So you have to find a way out of the woods. I think a lot of times we do want, you know, there's the compulsion, there's that inner being in us that wants to point fingers. It's not my fault. It's your fault. It's her fault. It's his fault. There's nothing wrong with me. If this person got their shit together, then I'd be fine. We do this all the time. We do it in traffic. We do it on the job. We do it within our family. And it's toxic. Because if you do it with your family, if you do it in a relationship, and you're not listening, you're just crushing this person. So then you end up being with somebody, or you work with somebody, or you're related to somebody that you've crushed, and you've crushed more than once. So what's the point of that? What kind of dynamic is that? And then I would extend that to yourself, because we are so unkind to ourselves. And I guess for me, I just been trying to figure out why, you know. Before you speak, let your words pass through three gates. Is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? That was from Rumi. And I've been thinking a lot about that. Those gates. It can't be really true if it's not kind. I mean, kindness doesn't only refer to the content of the message. It refers to how you deliver it. I mean, you can give a critique, but if you give it with love and without judgment, it's an act of kindness. You know, a few weeks ago, I tried to be helpful with my words, but the result wasn't helpful at all. It was actually hurtful. So my initial reaction was, well, you know, that's not what I meant, so go fuck yourself. And maybe to a point, I still feel that way. Because, but, you know, I took a step back and said, you know what, know your audience and never assume a point of view. I'm not perfect. I know that may be news to some of you. But life is not about being perfect. It's about learning and growing. Learning about the space that you occupy. Learning about the people in your life. Learning about what you're good at. And growing, you know. I think that's an adventure. And it's not always fun to grow and to learn. I guess you get the fun on the other side. It's tough. You know, I wasn't a good student. I think I sucked. I couldn't sit still in a classroom, and I couldn't study that well. I had problems reading. Didn't like group activities. I was always confused in class, and some smart ass would just kind of push us along. And then I felt like that was an allegory for life. Like this one smart ass is kind of pushing us along, and here I am confused as shit. Learning is tough, but it's challenging, and that's the point of our lives, is we have to challenge ourselves to grow and learn. And as far as necessary, that goes both ways. Some of the things you say are necessary for you, but some of the things you say are necessary for the other person. And I think it's good to have in mind who the communication is necessary for. Above all, and I think the big thing that we always miss in our lives, in our pursuit for learning and growing, is that we need to be kind to ourselves. We need to turn our brain off, or at least turn down the volume a little bit and say, hey, you're fine. Chill the fuck out, dude. Relax. It doesn't have to be a scream. For me, I think what helps is a whisper that says, lighten up. Don't worry about it. You don't have to go around crushing cans. It'll be fine. Maybe people won't volunteer to help you because maybe people don't know what you're going through. If you fall on your face, maybe they don't even care. Maybe you're the only one that cares. Go through those gates. Find out who you are. Take a hike. Get lost. Because it's just time. You know, you're here learning. So go through those gates. I think the process that we take in our lives is, you know, our lives are from our own point of view. And I think the challenge is to be fair. To be fair and to be kind. And to be honest with yourself, which is probably the hardest thing to do. But again, to be kind to yourself. As always, thank you for listening to my ramblings. It's November, and it's probably my favorite time of the year because it's not fall and it's starting to be winter. Nobody likes winter. So it's in that hybrid. And November also brings Thanksgiving, which is my favorite holiday. It's always nice to have a change of season, especially on the East Coast or wherever you are. I appreciate you all. Bodhisattva, go out and do good in the world.
The ranger came with burning eyes. The chambermaid awoke surprised. Thought she'd seen the last of him. She shook her head, let him in. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. Sidekick. He was drunk and I was sick. We were caught up in a barroom fight till an Indian shot out the lights. I'm so tired of being tired. As sure as night will follow day. Most things I worry about never happen anyway. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. I keep crawling back to you.